Rabbosai, we're in the sugya of Hadassim. What an appropriate time, no? Hadassah. This is the month of Adar. You understand why Hadassim is just, didn't we? Am I right? When did we start Hadassim? Yesterday, really? Or Thursday, a little bit? This is we start Rosh Chodesh Adar. We're talking about Hadassim. It's terrific. Nothing is an accident, Rabbosai. Everything has a place and everything has a time. I'm trying to figure this all out, okay? We quoted a Meiri yesterday, but I didn't have the Meiri. And I couldn't find a few on the screen. So we'll try a little bit better today, see what happens. It's the same Meiri that I have. We'll be in good shape. Let's see. I think it is the same one I have. Okay. The Meiri usually explains the Mishnah. Right, look what he says. It's the last paragraph. Maybe I can actually find it to you. Once I have it in my screen, I can find it for you on your screen too. When I have it in front of me, it's easy to find things. Let's see if we can find the Meiri. It's always good to see things inside. Never trust the Rebbe, I tell you. See if I'm telling you, I'm quoting it accurately. Okay, the Meiri, Sukkah. Now, what daf would this be on? So hard to figure out what the Meiri doesn't go with Dapim. So I couldn't find it yesterday. Still not to find it. Well, I'm going to go look for Lamed Aleph and work backwards. Let's see what happens. Zeh Bir Mishnah, right? The paragraph just before that. How do we get back? It won't let me go up. And the next thing is called Choftes. Well, I guess it'll be the last thing before that. Okay, right. The words before Zeh Bir Mishnah. We'll just go to the very, very end and see if we can find it. Oh, we got it. Well, I couldn't find it yesterday. You can't find things with this. That's the problem with the screens. Let's read this last paragraph. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tfachim k'delen naneibo kosher. Pirshu b'gemara shlosha tfachim niskasos bo b'hadas v'arova sheshirim shlosha. V'yod! K'delen naneibo sheyotze min ha'hadas tefach. What's loma tefach b'shedra? Right? Is that what it's correct? Ulamata? Wrong. Milamala should be. No, he has Lamata here too. Tefach b'shedra ulamata milvad gova ha'olam shem b'shedra ulamala. Oh. He means that the shedra, if you have to count the tefach down, from the tip of the shedra down, has to be free, aside from whatever leaves on top of the shedra, end of the shedra. It's an unusual expression. He's from the shedra, the matter means from the top of the shedra, the matter. Okay. Aside from the goal, that's about 2 days in the Gemara we saw. Now, from Hoyashir, Hadas, Harovah, Meruba, Kama, 10 Tfachim Hadas, Mikom, Gom, Tzorom, Shia, Lulav, Yotze, Aleim, Tefach. That's what we saw in Iran, right? Explains. Share ein royal in the anua elamash yotzim and alulav lamalam and hadas varava. That's the line I was trying to show yesterday. I couldn't find. I don't know why I couldn't find it. A very, very important line. Very important line. A critical, critical line. Why is it so critical? My theory is it was only true in the olden days, which we spoke about already last week, when they would tie double knots straight up and down. We saw the picture last week. I've got to read my picture book in. Oh, well, okay. We saw the picture. I showed it to you last week that they had double knots from top to bottom. That's how the briskest to this day tied the lulav. We saw it. The Ramah says that's to be a kesher, which you can't tie on Shabbos. That's the whole thing. The Mishnah says you can't do a kesher on Shabbos. So, the male, if it's tipped to the tippity top, there's not going to be any possibility of doing a nenua. As opposed to nowadays. Nowadays, we do a totally different approach. We have this koshikul, nothing is tied. You can shake, no problem shaking. So it shouldn't be a problem, as Manazah. That's what I think. Now, there is a kafa chayim. Yes, that's some reason, this anti-Sephardic prejudice. I don't understand this. The kafa chayim cannot be on the Bar Ilan, beyond my understanding. But I'm going to read it to you from the inside. This I can't show you, I'll just read it to you. You can trust me that I'm reading it to you accurately. That much you can take me at my word. Tov resh nun aleph. Okay. This is in Tafresh Nun Aleph, is where the discussion of the Igud comes up. No, but the Shir, I think, is in Tafresh Nun. Hold on. Ah, Tafresh Nun. So Tafresh Nun, it says the Shulchan Aruch quotes. So open your Mishnah Berurah now, and I'll read you. You open your Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to read you from here. Just the Shulchan Aruch, basically. Tafresh Nun Siv Beis. What does it say? Sorech Sheshedro Shalulav Lamal Mehem Tefach. No matter how high they are, he quotes it from the Ran. Didn't know about Amiri. He quotes a Ran Shav, Bera Golavav, or Zion, a Ran Shav. Says the Heilige Kafachayim. Hakafachayim Hakadosh. Mashvil Lashon Sorech Shuli Kuva. Wow. Mi unire the gamla de azu ena makev elam shnei aminim shavim lelulav o yisayim alav avlam lohoye elam min echad gavoa v'ha'e acher lemata mimenu ena miakev. Strange. Elam de ein sol adakta bezel in yandina da'iko kastam de erishonam de'elam shiol lemala b'chol inyam. He says, it's not Me'akev. The whole thing is not Me'akev at all. Because remember, what you saw the Mechaber? First four words. And the Mashiach Lamala. V'yesh Misha Omer. Who says you follow the Yesh Misha Omer? Klanei Maran. You know what? Omna Maruch HaShulchan says about the Mati Yehuda. Lesser. The Moran Bebet Yosef Lohevi Cholik Al-Ran Bezeh. Gamma Kolba Kosov came a shame with Gayas. Came with a Ridwa Bechidusha. That's the Ramah Mordechai. Ochos Chaimos Hei. Ramah Ritz Gayas. Yesh Omim. The Kol Shesh Oshiel Ichpasla Bitsyosim Adas Yuin Shom. Okay, that's Rova Poskim. To the Olam Sorach Sheyetzi Alula Vat Tefach. Umuchach. Tafilu Menechel Gavoa Ma'akev. Umoran Kosov Dinzeb Shem Yochel Mishud Beis Yosef Lohevi El Diri Haran. End quote of the Orach HaShulchan. But now that we've discovered so many people hold like the Ran, so it's Mamish Me'akev. So this is really scary because there are many Jews I know out there who are not fulfilling this. I give you many Jews that the Hadassim go up. And the Shedder, remember we pointed out in the Pukshah book, has to be the thick part. The thick part does not extend the Tefach above the top of the Hadassim or above us. Usually the Hadassim is higher up in Kabbalah. Doesn't go. So according to me, not Yotzei the Mitzvah. It's counterintuitive to me. So I answered you by saying at the Kaf HaChaim is the one who holds that you have to have the eged, lulav tzarech eged lechatchila, in terms of a real, real double knot. Not the way we have today. Nah, today is a joke what we have today. He really held, had a real double knot, and therefore it was simply impossible to shake it. Please look in Tav Resh Nun Aleph, if you don't mind. Tav Resh Nun Aleph, what does it say there? The Mechaber Sif Aleph, after the Ramah, who mitzvah la'ogdam b'kesher gomor, then a shneg shom zagav ezem ishim noi. Okay? Kesher gomor. Now, what is the kesher gomor? What does that mean? So, of course, you look over here in the Kaf HaChayin, or guru ba'olecha, you have the guru lechas in the Mishnah Berurah, right? That's the kushigal, as we understood it. Minig olam shlo lasas kesher ola osin min ale lulav kemin beis yad v'tochvin bo v'ucholik olav u'matu gam zenik v'kesher. And he quotes the Pischet Shuvah, the Mishnah Berurah Osches. Bikol makom says the Heilige Kaf HaChaim hanochol nekoshem b'yachad, first if the tie them together v'yachakach l'tochvin v'beis yad im chofez v'beis yad k'delet lotzeis alibah d'chulei almo kesher gomor. And in Yud Beis, he quotes, "Yagdena shlo yispazu an fe'av rovas lekanu lekan." Mate Moshe Shalom. You have to tie them together, that they should not be mispazim. So the Rechav Chaim l'shitoso, he says, you have to tie with double knots to the tippity top, and with tie with double knots to the tippity top, you can't shake. There's no kiskus. Again, this interestingly, it's a funny thing. The Ashkenazim are the ones who require the kiskus. The Sfarim don't. Follow what I'm saying. According to the Sfarad, it makes no sense to say what should be Ma'akev. How can it be Ma'akev? You can do it in the Anua. It's wrong in the Anua. The Anua, they have to forget the expression. They're Litvax. You know, the Litvash in the Anua. No excitement. We saw Hilchos in the Anua, right? Didn't we see it? At the court of the Mechaber, you just go like this. Like, see some Litvax do it that way. Have you seen that? Chassidim, whoa, they're shaking like crazy. Right? That's the Minhag HaRamot. It's Shkisko, they're shake it up. But the Kaf HaChaim is a Sephardi. The Mechaber holds, you know, what do you mean any ruler in the world? I read you the words. Any ruler? No, that was his words. Any ruler in the world. Sorry, I was misquoting the wrong person. But it's the same principle that's going on over here that he quotes. Akash. Bottom line is, Yotze, because this Kaf HaChaim and the Miri only means the case where it's tied up, like tied in knots. But this man is there when it's no longer tied in knots. The better or worse, but it's not tied at all. If it's not tied at all, that's not Miyakiv. But it's royal in the Nua. Ad kai my vort. No one should say it's Miyakiv. I'm against the Oz Behodor. The MTA boy made good, I told you. So he's against me, but we'll get to him later on. We'll save him for last. Yeah. Not today. Yeah. Sure, the Chatchila, why not? But I've seen so many people. You never noticed it? You better pay attention. Because you yourself to know about it till now. Next Sukkot, you pay attention in Shul, you'll see many people that they have the Hadassim and the Rabbis up here. You'll not find a Tefah between the top of the Hadassim and the edge of the thick green part, which is the edge, which is the top. You won't find it.
And it's where you pull the Hadassim, or it's where the Hadassim actually get up to?
They get up to. Uh-huh. That's a problem. They got high. You with me so far? Okay, fine. Especially some like people don't have such long love. Whatever, not for now. So thank you very much for giving me this Tzvarim that we didn't have yesterday. And I was able to explain to you what I was not able to tell you yesterday. Now you're clear? Clear as day. Good. Now we discussed coming attractions. We said we're going to discuss the Ran. We assume, Rabbo said, we were discussing yesterday what exactly is Meshulash. Remember that? The leaves of Meshulash, the stems of Meshulash, and the Chut HaMakif, or literally the brisket rub is exactly the same. I forgot the picture book again. Tomorrow, if you remind me, I'll bring the picture book. I have two of them in my office. Let's talk about the lumdus now. Tonight we don't need any pictures. We'll call it a little bit of lumdus. Let's turn to the Ran on page Mem Gimel in our print. It's Tetz Vavim and Beis in the old. Very, very important. This is really critical. I told you in the 70s when we couldn't find any kosher al hadas and we were sweating bullets over these issues. Take a look. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. No, you know what? I don't think we saw the Gemara yet even. Keep one hand here in the round, we're coming right back. Let's see the Gemara. Here we go. We left off yesterday. Yesterday we left off with the vort that if it's two and one, it's called the Hadas Shota. You need three in one shot. How you define one shot? You spoke about three different opinions, okay? Now watch this. Tana Rabbanan. Nashu Rov Olav. The last three lines. Finishtayu Bo Miut Kosher. See what's going on? The majority of the leaves fell off, and there's a minority left kosher. Uvilvad Shteavoso Kayemis. Huh? That's a contradiction. Hagufa Kasha. I'm a Nashu of Olav Kosher. This is a key line. The last line, the most important line in the daf. Kevin the Nasru Luhu Trey Ovas Hechi Meshkachesla. If two fall off, you only have with one. One is an Ovas? Are you kidding? Answer the Gemara. Omar Abai Meshkachesla Ba'asa Matsro. The Kaimi Shiva Shiva Bechad Kina. The Chinasri Abba. So four out of seven fell off, but it's still left with three. So that's kosher. Kosher lo shana. Pshita. Mao the tema whole visley shame levai. Lo miskasher. Not because of lack of leaves, because it has an additional name. We'll see if it's different than additional name. It's not really the eight of us in the Torah. Kamash emachinami, maybe it's true. No. Eight of us omarachmana mikomakom. Including Asim Matzra. All these details will come back to significantly later. Now here, for the short term, to see the specifics, Rabosai. The specifics. Fine? Rabosai. Before we go back to the Rishonim, see a little bit more Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Yavshu Rov Olav Inisha Bo Shlosha Bade Alin Lachin Kosher. Om Rav Chista Uverosh Kol Echad V'Yechad. What does this mean? What does it mean? Rashi. Shlosha badi alam nachin, shlosha badin v'chol badu bad, Shlosha olin lachin to be batsim ishlosha olin lo havi avos. It's a funny avos. There's only one row. Uverosh kolechad sheyu olin alachin beroshe habadim avol beem tzom lav hodaru. It's a mud in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying that if you had 10 rows of 3 each, 9 fell off. 9 fell off. They had 30 leaves, 27 fell off. And you have 3 on top, it's kosher. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. Wow. Oh, wow. Before we said, what? If the majority fall off, it's no good. Ah, the answer is, before we weren't discussing the height, discussing it within each unit, if you call it. The unit has 3, so then if two fall off, it's no good. The unit has 7, if 4 fall off, it is good. That's the unit. But how many units do you need? So the Gemara seems to be saying, 1! Whoa, unbelievable. You have 3 adas, and everything fell off like crazy. And you have there were 10 rows. Let's pick the number 7. We'll see why it's an important number. There were 7 rows of adas. Trust me, it's a good number. Seven spheres, right? A lucky number 7. We'll see soon why. There were 7 rows. There were 21 leaves. 18 fell off from each one. Sounds like it's kosher. Did you read anymore that way? It's a simple read. Sounds too good to be true. So maybe it is. But let's. The Ran is now the main. Having seen the Gemara, we now turn to the Ran. The Ran is the main source. Good. Rabosai. The Ran is page Mem Gimel. Okay. Let's take a look. Top of the page. Trey. He looked for 2 and 2. Aye, 3 is also good. Hold him enough for me, Puma the Ravkana. He was trying to be, show his Koach the Teirodif. We saw that. It's one sheet that says 2 and 2. It's going to be passed. It's no good. Hadash showed the correlate. Fisha Olav Holchin Shalokas Seder, Kederach HaShoyte. Inami, Fisha Eino Hadas Gomor, Kori Shoyte. What do you mean, Eino Hadas Gomor? If this is right, I sweated my head off for nothing back in the 70s. He's saying, in the second opinion, it's a good Hadas. It's not Hadas Gomor, but it's still a Hadas. Kori Shoyte, Kedekor Lebchor Menoeim, Buchwe Sichla, Perek Yeshno. You know what a Bechor Shoyte is? Who's a Bechor here? I hope you're not a Bechor Shoyte. A Bechor Shoyte is someone who is a Bechor only from his mother and not from his father. None of us are in that category. Why is it Shoyte? Costs $5 and you don't get Pishnayim. You know, take the good with the bad, but it's Bechor. It's only the cost. That's an expression, Chas V'Shalom, because that's either good or Ador. But it's an expression of the Gemara. So Hadas Shoyte is not a Hadas Gomor. I have an asterisk on my Gemara. You have an asterisk too? I didn't look it up. What's the asterisk? See, just for the curiosity, what does this asterisk say? Usually the asterisks are of some significance. They don't throw, put nothing important here. We sweated correctly according to the Gilead Marsha. So in the last page of this, Yaakov Mefarshim, page Samach Vav, column 3 towards the bottom. After Chazina laid the Gola Baruga Achasim Osen Shiotzim of us, Mikomagom, Hatorah Postloso, Umikomagom, Mino Mikri, in the Shaloye Chotet, Blogorami Sivi Ikur de Dikla, he calls it Ashrei Simon, I don't know who Ashrei is, Ashrei Simon Yudal. He's not saying that it's kosher. I wanted to read it means it's kosher. Mikra did. That's what it sounded like to me, you know? Eino hadas gomor means it's not a complete hadas, but it's a shtickle hadas it is. It might even be kosher. No, he says in the bottom, in the back. It really is puzzle. The only difference is, it's considered to be a min hadas, my nafkamina, it's not a chatzitza. To be another nafkamina, by the way, we saw earlier, Baal Tosef. Remember we saw this week about Tosef? You can't add a different min, but if you add 20 hadasim, 68 hadasim, some chassidish rebbes have unos kamatrius, that's okay. Could you add a hadas shota? We saw about machlokas about that. If hadas shota is a hadas, You can eat all you want, no bal tosef. No ibi alma. If it's not a hadas, it's like a different plant, then it's a bal tosef shayla. That's what I thought he meant that too, but he didn't give that example, nafkaminim, but a chatzitz a nafkaminim. Okay. But he didn't say that it's kosher. We'll see soon that someone says it is kosher. Based on the same example of Bechor Shoyta. Bechor is a Bechor. It's the fast time of Bechoris. He paid $5 pity not ben. Just one thing he loses out, doesn't get to preach night, but he's still a real Bechor. So some say, based on that expression of Shoyta, that he really is kosher. B'dayevin. We'll come to that a little bit later. We're back to the Ram. Mashkacha so bahadas matzro, I go to Lala Meitzer, Ava bahadas di alma, Shenoshu miktas olof, Lonis parish dino. A regular hadas of three, that some of these fell off, we don't know what it did. V'yesh misha omer, Shetzorach she'ekulo avos, V'imnosha mikol shiur afilo ola echot, puzzle. If there are seven rows, which make up the shiur of three tefachim, and there are 21 leaves, if one leaf falls off, it's puzzle. Got about 1,000. One falls off, puzzle. V'hayna darmina in b'gemara, hashta avos glos alo mashkechina, remember we spoke about yesterday? When he was threatening them to change the pasuk of Yekiva, pasuk of Tarfon, you can't find. Amo bina she kulei avos. Hochinami amina bevulvat she tel avoso kayemes. Vukimda vidishtiyu tlosa bikina. Tam bepochas mikan lo mikri avoso kayemes. Shine. You have to have 7 rows times 3 is 21. Follow me? Aval hora oz al sofen. Dechi amrina. That which we say. The be'inon kule avos, hainu she kol ashir mi min avos the kaimitlosa b'chat kina. You have to have 3 tvachim of hadasim with the 3 leaves from 1 stem, one level. V'ika b'kule shir chat kina de lo havi avos puzzle. If there's even one of the 7 units that's not aligned, puzzle. U'mishamach arminon the avos shlosh l'mashkechina. Fine. Aval kol shu mi min avos ela shenoshu miktas olav kol shenisha rov b'chol kan v'kan then a shnei olam 2 out of 3 kosher to shapir mikwe avos. So if you started with 21, you can end up with 14. Why? Because if 1 of 3 falls over all 7 rows, you have only 14 of 21 kosher. How's he know? V'diakla Midarmina b'gemara, keva the nasri trei. Since 2 fall off, here's the gemara. Avos hechi mashkachas la, the alma kol hecha the lo nasa trei shapim mikri avos. Isn't that great deal? No, since 2 fall off, and what if 1 falls off? No problem. The lo lema keva the nasri minei klal avos keva hechi mashkachas la. Says the Hele Garan, vein roy lahokil b'kach she'ein rayoso berura. Why not? It looks to me like a good raya there are. You haven't found the raya? If you, even one falls off, one falls off, why two? We'll see later maybe what the raya means. Do you know what it means? You learned the raya? What it means? It sounds a good raya to me.
I mean, it's just going with the Gemara. The Gemara says
well, the Gemara is a pretty good raya. If you ran for the Gemara, that's good. That's
no,
good
I'm saying, but the Gemara is talking about this bro. So, you can say it should fall off, that's the case of the I mean,
that's what you probably we'll see soon. You're Mechavan to one of our favorite Sfarim. I think let's go further, but once we're here, let's take a look and see. Let's see the Ram a little bit further. Next paragraph. Tana Rabbanan Yovshu Rov Olav Nishtayabo Shlosha Balialan Lachen Pirish Shlosha Kinin Sheesh Bechol Echad V'Echad Shlosha Olin U'Pirish Rav Chizda Sheikan Echad B'Rosh Kol Echad Min Adasin. Kamushin is like a little withered. The Afal Gab, the Kulan Kamushin Ksheirin, Kadisa Bibrisa Bigmala Flaman Alpha and Aleph, Hanadavka Kulan, Ava Lo Yofe Koko Shal Kamush, Lahatala La Yovesh, Kashem She Yofe Koko Shalach. If it's withered, it's not enough to to protect, to save the hadas, even though the ones on the bottom are dry. Mm-hmm. Now wait a second. Wait a second. What was the first word in the Ran had? Tana Rabbana. What was the first word that the Ran had? What's the first word that the Gemara has? You pay attention. The first word in the Ran is what? If the Tana Rabbana, what's the first word? Now keep one hand here and look at the Gemara. Look at the, you know, take it back. Look at the Riff. Save yourself. Look at the fourth line. Tana Rabbanan. What's the first word? Nashu. Nashu. Ribbono shel olam. That passed you by? One, the Gemara has two, they fell off. And the Girsa Saran is they withered. Oh, it's a big deal. The Ran says if they withered, and you have, there are 21 leaves there in each leaf. Not eight, not only left with, you're left with three on top and 18 fell off. No, nothing fell off. 18 dried out. 18 dried out. So then the three on top can be mechaper somehow for the 18 that dried out. Yeah?
Hey, isn't that, I mean, that's the first, but then there's a second Tana Rabbanan.
Okay, very good. The two Tana Rabbanans. The first Tana Rabbanan is Noshu of Olav and Ishtar Miyad Kosher. Right. The second one is Yavshu of Olav. So if Yavshu of Olav, that's the gear that we have in the Riff as well, and Yavshu of Olav, then and only then are we going to say that the three on top will work. But if not, but if Nashu of Olav, forget it. But the Pashup Shah. So we said before is incorrect. We're not finished yet. It's a complicated parasha. Thank you. Very good. Watch. Vacher Bomim, the Lach and the Karmina and Hainu Lemuta Yavashim. And what then the Kemushim Sagi, Vero Lachish to be arrived at. Umistabra. Shem Sharosho Shal Hadask Shulach Matalalako. Kachishu Yavash. Oh my goodness. Oh man. We think we have a great thing going. As long as it's fresh on top, could be withered on the bottom, could be dry on the bottom. It's very nice. But the problem's going to be, if it's dry on top, it's going to pass the whole thing. You take the good with the bad. Adkan divrei haran. What's not in the Ran, Rabosai? What's not explicitly in the Ran? Explicit in the Ran? Well, how much of the hadas must be covered properly with avos? Never really discussed it, the Ran. Never really discussed it. Didn't say anything. At one point he did. At one point he said that you have to have b'kule shiura chatkina d'lo aviyavos posel. In other words, 21 for 21. One falls off. That's what he said. The source for this is clear. Simple pshat in the Gemara. Fine. So when I asked you about why the Raya is not Berurah, so Zach has made a suggestion. I think he said what is found in this sefer, Hilchos Chag B'Chag. I'll read it to you. You tell me if this is what you had in mind. I'll read it to you. I wish Rav would spend a few more drops of ink and tell us what he means. Anyway, that's the brew. Tell us. We think we're all as smart as you are. Tell us. No, he left it to us. Okay. Kavanasa Nira. You tell me now, because we had a mind. Truth, okay? Kavanasa Nira. The Kushas and Gemara, Al Iker Adin Ashonim Bibraisa, the Mari, Benoshu Rov Olin. Noshu Rov Olin? V'chol hadas ragil shenoshu rov olav haino hadas shenoshu bimenu beis olin. So in the Gemara's expression v'heichim hashkachas la, that's all the Gemara meant. It's explained in the price of noshu rov olav. So that's why it said two. Enochanami, one would also be no good. That's what you said, more or less. Your page Reshut Beis in the bottom of the Sefer was mechaber to you. Okay, very good. You go visit the mechaber in Eretz Yisrael. Tell him you figured out his vort as well. Gevaldik. You have people who are mechaber to great Gedolei Torah. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's turn to the Ramban, the mechamis. It's right here. Mechamis Hashem, same place. Listen to the words of the Ramban. He's saying why he couldn't find a hadas at the very end, the last few lines. Everyone see it? It's the last four lines on column two. And the Bnei She'ein hadas shekulo avos matulad b'mkoman ba'orech shlosha tfachim. Watch carefully. Shlosha tfachim. Sherov ha'orach shote. Most long hadasim are shote. And they're not what we call kulon avos, and therefore they are shotim. Get an impression from the Ramban that you need a hadas, Rabosai, that is three tvachim of kulo avos. And the impression, a further impression is conveyed that the majority of the long hadasim are not kulo avos, and they're shotim. So you see clear from these two sources, Ran Ramban, you need a full shear of three tvachim of avos. Within that full shear is a machlekes. If one leaf falls off, do you need 14 of 21 or 21 of 21? At Kan Rabosai. So far, so good. But now we turn to the Rosh and Siman Yud and see a third sheet, which we relied upon in the bad 70s, and we couldn't find any. Just couldn't find the proper hadas. We relied on the Rosh. Siman Yud. Quotes the Ravid. The Ravid wrote the book on it, right? He wrote the Hilchos Lulav Ravid. Watch. It's on page Chav Gimel, column 2, line 10, approximately. Kosev Arayvatah. Dibi'ina kule shiur da hadas she'ovas le'mitzvah. Yeah. Orube li'ikuva. If the majority of the shiur hadas is ovas, it's good enough for the evet. How does he know? With the maksha that flamed veiz and veiz, Rav Huda, Rav Tafrin, the boy hadas ama bas chamisha, the hash that klos lo mashkechinan chamisha biboyer, alma boy kulish yur da das ovus, the below ovus mashkechas tuba bas klos bas chamisha, the old the hadas tuma the lulav, mahosan bin and rov olin behechsher to the pirush liel, menatosvis, menatosefta rather, afadas kach. Him came and achsherah shel hadas ala ba'avos lemitzvah beina kol shir hadas avos. Him ain ela rov avos kosher mitzvah di'evin. How does he know? He says kosher. Period. The old he says midenashu is a base at the back. Midenashu mitzvahs all in kosher. Kosher what? Berubo. What does Berubo mean? He holds like the Ra'ah. If one of three falls off, it's kosher. That's what he seems to be assuming right now. This is assumption. Okay. Hochinami, have a miyut she'ena of us. Part of the three tefachim is not of us. Also kosher. The logora minashru. Is that true? I can say it is gora. Because in nashru, you had three aligned leaves, one fell off, it still retains its status of avos. But over here, where it's not avos, in that point in time, it loses that status and it would be no good. This is not such a great riot. V'yesh omrim. Uvelvach te avos v'rosho, k'damina yabe yopshu olof. To be in shape rosh kolecha v'yechad, so the same as it has to be mishulish, as it has to be fresh on top, has to be mishulish on top. If the top leaf is not mishulish, the whole thing's in the garbage. V'lon hira, lo bina avos v'rosho, to hosim mishim hodaru, v'mein alach v'rosho lo havi hodar, aval hocha, avos u debina, afagav sheina v'rosho, kiye mitzvot avos ad kan. V'divi arayvet al mechuvarin, and he likes to arrive it as often as he almost always the Ravid is correct. Baruch Hashem for this. Baruch Hashem for this. We're grateful for what we could have. Thank God. Right? Thank God. Otherwise we'd be in big trouble. Open the Shulchan Aruch Abosai and see what it says. Open your Mishnah Berurah to Sif Hey. Tough Resh Mem Vav. Sif Hey and see what it says. This is what saved us in those years. It may even save us today, because even though they say it's Meshulash Gavri, it's not always true. Advertising is not always the truth, as you well know. Tov Resh Mem Vav Sif Hey. Lemitzvah Be'inan Kol Shir Orech Adashi Ovas. Uliku Berubo. I feel Eina Barosha, as we just saw in the rush. Baruch Hashem. The Mechaber is Mekel, and doesn't quote any dissenting opinions. Doesn't quote any dissenting opinions. Take Mishnah Berurah, though. Mishnah Berurah tells us the truth. What does Mishnah Berurah tell us? Haina Sha'adasha Shiyuru Lo Yosem Yud Beis Gudlin Kila Kamon B'Simen Taran. That's three Tvachim. Ain't Sarach Avos V'Kulo Rak Zayin Gudlin Yei Avos 7 of 12 the Haino Gimel Olin B'Chol Kan. Okay, but Avos has to be Avos. There'll be three in each stem. V'Chamisha Gudlin Afilu Nechsa L'Gamre Shenashu all of the Gamre O Shlohayu Avos at all Tanashu all of Shnayim Al Gamishnayim O Treyak V'Chad The Kevin Shiruba Hoya Avos Kosher. Fine. So far, so good. It's my shot. Uvahadash Shayu Bechol Shir Oracle Gimel Olim Bechol Kan. Vinoshar Ola Echos Mikol Kan Berov Shir Orechadas. The Mechaber doesn't talk about it. Am I correct? Apparently, doesn't talk about it. Yesh Pluk the Berishonim. Yesh Machshirin. Who is that? The Ra'ah. And the Ritva, we saw the right corner of the Ra'ah. If you have 14 and 21, it's good. The cave in the Shah Shnai Michal Khan Rubo Kakulo Kiyeka the Machshin Binoshu Mitzah Solov Meoko Shaladas Rubo Kakulo in height, Rubo Kakulo within each unit. Vyesh Poslin to Svile Ayade Zelo Nisha Olof Shame Ovas Klal then Ovas Ala Shlosha. Who's that? He calls Duran. Duran wasn't sure it's possible. Duran just said, I'm not sure, so you better be Machmir. Okay, what does Shara Tzion say at the bottom? The Koshkin Ledas Hagaonim, Afilu Nosher Ola Achas Mikol Ishir Orach Adas Nami Pos. We saw opinion 20 for 21 is no good. Kavachomer 14 for 21. Halacha Lemaisa Nu. What do you do? Uni Halacha Naktin and Lahokel. Whoo! The Makom Atchak. In the 1970s, we had a Makom Atchak to a Mekel. Shken Skimu Kamo Achronim. A whole slew. If you take a look at Chafalaf, he says, who agreed? The Bach and the Taz and the Graz and Chayot and the Bikur Yaakov. Nonetheless, only B'makom Matchak, as the Chayot says, Kiesh Ben Achronim, he quotes a bunch, Shemaskimim Rabbeis Yosef, that's a rush for Raivet, Gamkeim, Kioran, Imkein Rov, Poskim, Holchem, Zel Achmer, Ayin Baloch, Mash Kisal, Mizeh. So you shouldn't rely upon it unless you absolutely have to. Then he says, V'davka kishenishu akoponim shnei olim b'chol kan davi ruba akoponim avl noshu shnei olim b'rov shir orich adas posel l'chol yama, for sure it's no good, for sure it's no good, for sure nothing to talk about. No, that's obvious, should be obvious. Okay, now Rabosai, how do you measure a majority? What's a majority of three? 1.51, you'd say, right? That's what you'd say. You could measure it. Let's see if that's really true. That's really true. The Mishnah Berurah said, "Katan Yudches." What did he say? He said, "If they need 12 golden, what did he require? 7 golden." You saw the third line of the page, Zion golden, 7/12. What is 7/12 in our language? It's what? One and no. If there are 4 goldlin to a tefach, right? So one tefach is 4 goldlin. 3 tefachim is 12 goldlin. He requires 7 goldlin. No, Rabbi said, what's the mathematical percentage?
1 3/4.
Correct, 1 3/4. Rabbi said, 3/4 is way more than a half. Why is he requiring so much? You can't figure out for less than 3/4. You can't figure out that's more than a half. We're not that bad when it comes to our estimates, but that's what he says. If you take a look on the turn the page for a moment, the end of that Bir Halacha, the very end. Come back to the beginning later on. Watch. Talks about a rov. What does a rov mean? Rov shiuro, the seventh line or eighth. Tahainu korov the shnei tfachim. Whee! Not just 1 3/4, close to 2. Close to 2. Wow. Now there is a rivet. At the rivet said you need a rov. Hanira le'enayim. Does everyone agree to this? No. No. I think I can show you this, if I'm not mistaken. We had a Shulchan Aruch today. I'll show you Shulchan Aruch. Rabosai. Shulchan Aruch. Before she Shulchan Aruch. Before she Shulchan Aruch, I'll quote a whole series of Gedolim. One of them is the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef, no? Aruch Chaim. Yilchus Lula, what's wrong? I can't see. Lulav. Okay. Tov Reish Mem Vav. See what he says. What does he say, Bigger? What does he say? Nireh, to kol shesh mashu nosav achetz yukosher. 1.51. Of course, Yoredeya, Simen Chaf Aleph. Yoredeya, Simen Chaf Aleph. That's a little shchita. To shech the kosher, you have to have a rov, shnei simonim. 1.51. As long as you know, it's good enough. Not like we saw until now. No. It's good enough. Good enough is good enough. Mashu. It's interesting, Rabosai. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tof Resh Mem Ches Sivkotin Mem Dal. I know it's Sukkos Esther. We're not up to it yet. But you'll see something which is comparable to our situation. How do you calculate a majority? Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says Yud Aleph. Im hu machza machza b'malkom echad yesh machshir v'yesh poslin. Says the Mishibur Mem Dalet yesh machshir. Sfirulei de epshel etzamte v'yesh poslin sfirulei de epshel etzamte uledina yesh lahach mekadeh basreisa v'denokan also mechaber lebesof. Prima Godim says lo sagi im yimtza rov v'hechshir adei medida. Let's take out rulers, take the smallest shear, and try to get a majority of that with our rulers. That's what we did in the 70s. We had no choice. There were no kosher hadassim to be found. So we followed the kula of the Bikur Yaakov. You can actually measure. If you measure, it's a majority. It's good enough. It's good enough. Good enough. Okay. And you know what shear we actually used in a pinch, pinch, pinch? Just refresh our memories. Tav Resh Nun Sivkot Ches, we saw it yesterday. See it again. Tav Resh Nun Sivkot Ches. Uve Dieved Dai Bahadasa Rava Asara Gudlin. You need 3 tvachim. 2.5 tvachim. Of course, the big question was a tefach. Oh, it's another machlekes. Everyone knows a machlekes. The Chazanish, it's a B'chaim Noah. You would, in the pinch, rely on a B'chaim Noah's tefach. Can you imagine this? 2.5 of Reb Chaim Noah's Tvachim. So Reb Chaim Noah's Tvachim are not so big. I think they're about 3 inches. So 3 inches, right? So you had to have what? You had to have 2.5 was the shear. We rely on a majority of that. So majority of that is what? 1.25 tefachim, right? What's 1.25 tefachim? If each tefach is 3 inches. Three and three quarters inches. Something along those lines. We were very, if we had 4 inches, we were lucky. We have to eat up the tzapter for us too. That's what, I'll tell you what happened. It's through the '70s, we couldn't find any kosher hadassim. Then gradually the sochem would pre-select. That's called in the Yiddish kleiben. They would kleib the hadassim themselves. By the time we got it was almost all kosher. Then they started with the packages. No one buys any hadassim anymore. Pre-packaged. The world's changed dramatically since I came into the hadassim business as a checker. Back in 1974, my first year. Things have changed for the better. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Kal v'chomer, based on what we said yesterday, Rabbi Osai, what we said yesterday? Yesterday we saw that the Chilkos Chag B'Chav suggested that Rov Rishonim say you don't need those little stems, you know, tiny little things that stick out to be three on the same aligned the same. It's enough that the leaves are aligned. That was much easier to find for sure. I never knew that. If I would have known that then, same wasn't printed then. We always assume you need to have these little things aligned. The Chazanish, not that they have to be starting the same spot like the brisker off. Forget about that. Brisker's view never worked. We had the Chazanish's in between view, not like the Chum of the brisker off, not like the Kula of the Hilchos Chag plus some roll poskim, and we try with that to get 4 inches. That's what we did in the olden days. In the olden days, the olden days. Now, Rabbosai, the Mishnah Brura writes over here in Sivkot and Yudches that we saw. Tov Resh Mem Vav, Sivkot and Yudches. He threw in a piece of a language that we didn't see explicitly before that it should be required, but he just said it. What did he say? He said, watch, look carefully. Look what he says. Says, not finding what I'm looking for, but somewhere, let's take a look first in the Taz. The Taz says it explicitly. I think it's a Mishnah Berurah somewhere, but right now I'm not finding it. I'm going to have to Shulchan Aruch, look at the Taz, Tov, Resh, Mem, Vav, Sivkoton, Tes. Sivkoton, Tes, and the Taz. Ulikuva Berubo, Pirish, the Imain, Arov, Shoshir, Adas, Mechuse, Be'ovos, Posse. Did the Mishmur use that expression? I guess I must have missed it. Is it there? Is the word Mechusa there? I must have just missed it. But I didn't see it there. Now, what does it mean? Mechusa above us. Covered with us. What do you mean by covered? Get an impression that the stem has to be covered. 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 Wow. The Chazanish takes it a step further. He says explicitly, Rove, Eitz, Megula is no good. There's no good. But Rabosai, here in this beautiful sefer again, on page Reish Dalet, look it up later on yourself, he's not so sure this is true. He writes over here, what's the role of Hadas? Shukana mishuloshim chofen es ha'eitz ha'adas b'shir orach shol zayin ha'goldim. He goes with the zayin ha'goldim, you know, with the 1 3/4 tefachim, and the wood of 1 3/4 tefachim must be covered. Yes, no. Rov kine adas depends on the triplets. Each level is a triplet, and if the majority are triplets which are aligned, it's kosher. And therefore, im rov kine hadas ene mishaloshim, yesh glifsol afrehem b'miyut hadas. Rabbo, say, you ever see a hadas? On the bottom, they're a little bit more sparse than on top. We still have the hadas somewhere. Where's Menachem's hadas? I think we'll forget it, we'll see it. On the bottom, it's more sparse, on the top, it's more crunched together. So if you're following just the length, then it's a leniency, right? But if you're following the row of levels, which I thought you follow, it's a stringency. That's what he says over here. Even though it's a minority of the hadas, hadas is exactly 3 tfachim. But the majority of the rows, if you will, take up only 1 tefach, because it's crunched up on top. He's saying that if the majority of there is no good, it's no good. Even though the majority of this length of the stem, from top to bottom of the stick, is covered. That's what he said. He says, who says it's the majority of the kinim? That's what I thought. The Beis Yosef says so. The Alter Rebbe said so. That's all. Good enough. Good enough. The Taz says no. B'chus HaBiyavos. The Bach, the Levush. Wow. B'kur Yaakov. Wow. Amazing. Prima Godim. How do you know? Because the Prima Godim has a Chakira, which the Bialoch quotes, we'll see soon. Let's see it right now. Open to the Bialoch, he quotes the Prima Godim. Watch this. Very end, page 228, the end of the first Bialocha. Ayin pri megonash and mistapek in mahani afilum heim afuzarim borech hadas. O the davkim heim akoponim emokom echod pikur Yaakov mekul gam bazeh. What do you mean, mefuzarim? He's clearly assuming that the majority of the stem has to be covered. And what happens if the triplets that are kashra of us are spread out within that three tefachim range? You have, let's say, a tefach on the top and a tefach on the bottom and a tefach barred in the middle. He wants to know, is that good enough or not good enough? Clearly, the shayla is based on assumption that you have to have the majority of the stick of the hadas covered, and the question, because you could comprise a majority from top and bottom and the middle is empty. But if it's a matter of just the rows of leaves, top, bottom, shmatim, blah, it's all a question of how many rows of leaves are covered, that's all. The Prima Godim clearly held that you have to have this chumra of covering the majority of the stick of the hadas, of the central stem, if you will. That's what he says. Wow. Wow. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to say the same thing. Chazdish says the same thing. But, Rabbi Osai, others say, Beis Yosef, we saw in the Graz out the Rebbe, it's purely a matter of the rows of leaves. See what it says? Where would it be? Where would it be? Out the Rebbe says it, but not going to be able to find it quickly enough. Let's see. The Chatchila Kulo Avos. Kol Hakinim Shalom Meos B'chol Orach HaShiro Shoshet Tvachim Yesh B'chol Kam V'kan Shoshet Olim. Fine. Im Ein B'Kulo Avos Kemen Sheruba Avos Hainu. What he says? Sherov Kinim Shal Olim Hayotzi B'toch Orach Shiro Shoshet Tvachim Yesh B'chol Echad V'Echad Mehen Shloshet Olim. Clear as day. Doesn't matter what portion of the central stem is covered with leaves. No. within the shear of three tefachim, let's say there are seven rows, so you have to have four of those rows covered. Klar, who's right? Is the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe right? We call him the Graz. Or is the Taz right? Who measures by the central stem? Is it Taz or Graz, Rebbe Osai? Graz or Taz? Which one is it? Which one is it? So the same Hilchos HaBechak, he says, believe it or not, they're both true. Both are true. You need the majority of the rows to be kosher, and the majority of the length to be kosher. Wow. Why? What raya did we see from Nifritzu Olav? Remember we saw that the Rosh brought a raya from Lulav. This, he depends upon the Rove Olim. But the entire Lashon of the Ravid, Chipri Adas, sounds like it's talking about the central stem. You follow the majority. It's called Kulo Avos. Must be two dirim. Yes, it's true. You need Kulo Avos, as the Gaonim say, etc. Aruba Kakulo is considered Kulo Avos. But the Ravid says it's not Ma'akev, it's enough to have a rove. What's its proof? Nifrit to Olav. What do you see from there? Kol shlo nitlashu rove Olav, elimid Olav, kosher. For a kol shenashu choshev keino Ovis, as the Ravid says, that miut eino Ovis is kosher. So the Ravid, as long as rove shiro is Ovis, it's considered kulo Ovis. So if few leaves full of, it's okay. But if the majority leaves full off, even if it's a minority of the length, the problem that it's puzzle, right? Nifrit to Olav. Rabbo said it two different didim. One is a lack of Olav, and one is Nifrit to Olav. They're both true. If the majority leads full off, it's Nifrit to Olav. And if the majority is not aligned, it's not considered Hadas at all. It's Hadas Shaiter. It's not Olav. Everybody's no machlekes. Beautiful pshat. Gets out the Rebbe. Wow. I think it's correct. It sounds good to me anyway. Sounds good. The two dinim. The Taz is right and the Graz is right. The Bi'ur Halacha also quotes this. Right? Take a look. Rabbosai. Ah, it's so obvious. I'm not even thinking. On the third line of Mishnah Berurah, Yudches, where he says, "Ein tzarich avos kulo rak zayin gold linei avos." By definition, he's measuring the length of the stem. Not measuring the rows. Rows are not mentioned in, measured in zayin gudlin, row for row. So he holds from that thing. But in the Bi'ur Halacha, Likuva, there. What does he say? Like the Alter Rebbe. As we shall see. So you need the majority of the leaves. So both are right. You need the majority of the leaves. In other words, the majority of the leaves have to be ovos within the three tefachim range. And in addition, the majority of the three tefachim long stem has to be covered. If either is missing, the hadas is possible. Let's read the Bi'alacha straight, and then we'll see what I'm talking about. Everyone look inside, please. Uli ikuva. Everyone see it? Uli ikuva. We'll go slowly. Uli ikuva. I am the Mishnah Berurah. Shekasavnu, the eskimu kam achronim lehokal karao, tafilu benoshim ikol kan, bechol oroko ela echot gamken koshim. Keva de nisha shnaim bechol kan, navi ruba. Fine. Nistapakti, im nashu me orech hadas miktsas olav. The pasuk of mechaber the kosher ker arrived. Lobina and avos rak beruba. You with me so far? So you have the majority, right? What do you say? 1 3/4 tefachim is covered with leaves. Very nice. Im en arov ahu Nosha gamke mikol kan ol echad. Oh man, two minorities are against you. On the bottom of the minority is empty, right? Empty. The bottom third, whatever it is, it's totally empty. Nothing there. In the majority on top, which has leaves, one of three fell off there too. Now what do? Do you combine both rows? Yeah, it's kosher anyway. My meaning is that Trey Ruby Lahakshir. Wow, what a shayla. You know what you can come up with? You figure this out. Let's do the math. Let's take the leaf count of the Alter Rebbe. 7 times 3 is how much? 21. Now the bottom three rows fall down, fall off. How many leaves are left with now so far?
12.
One of those, each of those four rows fall off. What are you left with now? Eight. Eight of 21 is going to be kosher. That's parlaying your strength, man. 8 of 21 could be kosher. He suggests that. We're not finished yet. In other words, 14 of 21. Avaloshin the chaber shneim yachdav vel koponim yikore ayadezed nashu rov aleha, and he gives the example. If there's 7 rows of konim, here's the Alter Rebbe speaking. He's not going with the Taz's lashon anymore. It's the count of the Alter Rebbe's cheshbonis. B'chol kan v'nashu man gimel shuras legarim u'min arbo shuras anishoram chaser alecha mikol shura shechas yud gimel b'sach hakol. You're missing 13 out of 21. Uvadas lo nishav next page. Elishmona Olim, Shua Miut. How can that be good? Why not? Maybe it's good. But he says that he can't believe it's good. Can't believe it's good. Can't believe it. Umen Abach Shekosu Afilu Bekan Echad Shubi Me'arov Imnashu Mimenu Shnei Olim Posul Ve'yachash Lo Nisha Rov Shir Hadas Avos Ein Raya Diyavshad Demash Shemach Shir Benosha Mimenu Ol Achas Hainu Echos. Okay, the Bach doesn't disprove this. Gives a difference. Gives a, what's it here? Yud Aleph Olin Badas. Vachosu Rak Asar Olin. For 11 of 21 are there, it's still a majority. Avalobi Osim is ever Tzorachi. Al Koponim Ein Lahokul Kimimokum Shalom Yimtsa Odom. Yimtsa Hadas Acha Beir. Okay, there's 90. Efshe Gamla Data Nukem. Everyone agrees with that. Fine. The old cost of Abachdim, how you rove Shir Adas of us. Watch this. Avshu Godlo Ma'od, Lo Binan She Rove Godlo Ba'ovus, and the Rove Shiro. Down the Korv Lishnei Tfachim. No, it's a Korv Lishnei Tfachim. It's not quite. It's one in, let's say, 1 3/4. 1 3/4 of Meshulish is enough, even if the Hadas is 4 Tfachim high. 1 3/4 is the minority of 4. Who cares about 4? We care about the rek shir of 3. So writes the Bir Halacha. That is a chiddush. That is a chiddush. A little bit further. Let's just finish up. We'll come back. Ein pri begonish mistabek im mahane afilim shem mefuzarim beorech hadas o dadavkem hem akopon bemokom echad kuyakam bemekel gam bezeh. So a lot of different shilas over here. Different shilas. Different shilas. Fine. Yeah. Rabosai. Rubo Kikulo. Not so simple that what it says over here, that what the Bach says. Rov Shira Das works, even though it's bigger. Is that really true in Kala Torah Kula? Not so simple. So, sure enough, we go back to this beautiful Sefer, a page Reshvav. He quotes this. Look what he says. What happens if the Hadas is very long, much more than the Shir, as long as it becomes Tzarev, Konim, and Shaloshim, Hashi, something's missing. There's a line missing over here. If you get a new edition, it's literally missing a line. The last line on page Reish Hay is missing. I can't piece together what it says exactly. For the footnote 9, we can say Pimigodim is topic, Bikurim Yakam is Mekil, right? Bialochat says the Pimigodim. Can you count a little bit here, a little bit there? And Bikur Yakam is Mekil. Chazanish says, starts with saying it's kosher at the end, not so clear. Not so clear. Now, he quotes, he tells you where he's quoting, in footnote 15. This is footnote 9. Footnote 15. Watch this. Watch this. He has, of course, the stuff we just saw. Some achronim are mekel. Doesn't say who. He gives away the secret. It's the chayadim. Not just that. Alter Rebbe, as you can see yourself. Watch this. Pays to be a chabatska sometimes. Watch this. Nosh men elon. Finosha ola echa mi kol kam vakan, mi kol akinu shalom, yos mi kol erecha shiyo, afil mi kses akinu, mi nashu esu mi gamri. Nishtay men afil ola echa, holo verov akinim, nishtayer, bekol echa v'yecha men rov shir avas, shal bekol echa v'yecha men nishtayer shnei olam shleimin, shalom nashu harai kosh. This is beferish. The majority of the majority. The majority of the majority, the minority. That's 8 of 21. Alt the Rebbe's Mekel. Alt the Rebbe's Mekel. Befeirish. Befeirish. The Bach said so. Fine. Let's go slow. So the question, if you hold for both roves, can you combine the roves? That's the question. That's what he talks about over here. Uvekilas Yaakov Sukkah Besofo. I brought it in today. He quotes a stipula. See if I can find it. I'm not sure it's the same edition then. Tries to bring a raya. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to show it to you. He has two simanim on Hadassim. I looked at it yesterday. In this edition, it's Chavav Chav Zayin. But Hadas. Yeah. Quotes of Bialacha. I'm going to bring you a raya that is puzzle as a stipler. It's puzzle. What's this raya? Chulin. Chulin? Chulin. What's with Chulin? We're learning Sukkah. Our Gedolim, Rabosai. By them, all of Shas was one major unit. And you'll derive from Chul into Sukkah. We'll see later on when we get the Sukkah of the Estric. He's talking about Hilchos Treifus. That's really a good comparison. But we're not up to that yet. We're still up to Hadassim. We haven't touched our Ravis yet. And we have Tichu yet. We have Priskeresh yet. We have a lot to learn about how we're going to do all this in a lot of time. I don't know. But I still have my plan. So I'm going to try to do it. Try. We have to skip Shemitah though. I can't do Shemitah. Too bad of Shemitah. If we touch that, we'll, it's a beautiful look, maybe June or something. It just can't do it. That'll sink us for sure. But if we don't do that, I think we'll be able to still try to do what my plan calls for. We'll try. I'm looking for Gemara Chulin. Chulin. I'm not sure where it is. We'll see if we can find the Gemara. Okay, here we go. Quote to Gemara. Hochu bevorin achar harov boy rava. Olo hochu bevorin achar harov. What's this all about? Let's take a look at Rashi. Maybe Rashi will help us. Holcho beivar, yatsa ruba b'miyut aver, rov uber yatsa, u'miyut echad men haivarim, hishn mitzias a rov, holcho beivar macher a rov, the nishte miyut ever she yotza basa rubish and bifnim have a command on nafik hai miyut for leki yitzias rabuba from rotza mechatech u'mashal the klovim u'shu matal mum bekotshim leka the mutlat al mum bebchor kona she yotza l'avir ha'olam yitzias rosha or yitzias rubo derech magalosa. Do you want to know what happened over here? The majority, what happened? The majority, a minority of one aver, of one limb, will push it over the 51% mark. Okay, if you measure it on its own level, 51% came out, and therefore all the assume of Bchor apply. But to reach the 51%, you had a limb, let's say, which for argument's sake, the limb constituted 3% of the sum total. They moved it from 48 to 51. But that limb itself is 7 long. And 4 of the 7 did not come out. Maybe we should say that the 3 is if it never came out, because 3 is bottled to the 4 that stayed in. That's the Gemara Shaila. Okay, back to the Gemara. Interesting Shaila. Yotzirov would mute Aver ever coming boy. High mute the Baroi. Basarov the Aver Shadinale. And therefore you don't have 50% out. Or Basaruba the Uba Shinale. And you have 50% out. That's the Gemara that's been quoted. Fine. Quotes the Gemara. Says the Gemara, watch this. Pshita, Dloshavkina and Ruba the Uba. He has Lina and Basarov Aver! Exclamation point. Barilla. Okay. What do you see? Vavur, the law has Lina and Basarov shall chelik mea chefza. Hecha, shay de ze is battle koach rov shall kola chefza. Okay. It's about a fetus of an animal coming by Kedusha Bechor. Here too. Shenezel Bosar Achelik Tahainu Bosar Kol Ovos Vi Ovos Hareza Dayan Ovos Tarozal Umemelo Hu Rubo Ovos the Koshal Arrivedzal Avokadenezel Bosar Kol Achefta Hareza Kiilu Nitlu Kol Olov Kaven Shechosa Rubo Upshita de Lo Shafkinan Rubo the Kol Aguf Venezel Rov Shalah Protim. He wants to say you have to take into account the entire hadas. The entire hadas. That's what he says. Okay. The type which wants to be proven that it's no good. From Chulin of all places. Okay. From Chulin. This is something which is, you know, we can't think that in those languages. We don't have the Bekiyas and Shas. We don't have the ability to figure these things out on our own. Okay. Okay. So should come out, Rabosa, if this is true. He suggests over here on page Reshvav. You'll need a majority of the entire Hadas. Don't give me this business a majority of the Shir. Look, the Bekur Yaakov quotes Rov Poskim, I think he's right. Rov Shir of us. Right. He's suggesting no. You need what? Rov of the whole thing. So maybe here too. Ruva Kloli, Labasa Ruva Chelik Rov Chelik Mimenu. He quotes from the Dvar of Rov, from Abchaim of Brisk. So therefore we can maybe be machmer in the Shiloh. In a long hadas, he quotes from Rabbi Reichman, not our Rabbi Reichman, Rabbi Rafal Reichman, who also learned here many, many years ago. He's in Meir Sharm now. Shlitoich, the kuntres hanichbad beinyanei dalad minim. I don't have his kuntres. You have it? You went to Rabbi Ilse's yeshiva. So whoever went to Rabbi Ilse's yeshiva knows it's Rabbi Reichman. He helped got started. For those long story, he kind of grew up in the Bronx. So we have an MTA boy who made good. He may also be an MTA boy. I'm not sure. So I don't know. I look at the roles of many years ago. man, by now, not so young anymore. In any event, Rabosai is a fascinating shaila. What I was thinking of, you know, Rashi says, "Mishenichlas Adar Marmer B'Simcha, you make Purim u'Pesach." Famous Rashi. Let's talk about Pesach. You have Arba Kosis, right? Yeah, everyone knows that the Arba Kosis. How much must you drink? Anyone know? How much should you drink? What did you say? A Revius. That's very nice. But what else? What does it say about Revius? What else about Revius? Oh. So let's skip a little bit to Hilchos Pesach. Skip to Hilchos Pesach. I told you we'd be Marbin B'Simcha now. We're getting close to Pesach. Watch this. Shira calls for this. V'yishta kulo o rubo. Rubo kikulo. Slowly. V'yishbo harbe revios. Big cup. Shosim imenu kolkach b'nei odam kimin revioshimo. No problem. V'yishomim shetzorach lishtots rov v'kos afilu machzik kama revios. In my mind, this is not so much different than our shaila. When you say the rov, a rov of the shear, or a rov of the entirety? How do we paskin halacha lemaisa? Serious shaila. This comes up all the time. This comes up all the time. Very serious question. How do we paskin? Hold on. The wrong one, I'm sorry. Watch this. Av should be alma diver over revius, I feel him because God all. That's for Kiddush. Hacha in kosos chomet fei. It's been a dafka rov kos from lav lo yotza. There's a big lumdus over here. It's a brisk lumdus. That when it comes to abacosis, the din of the chefza, sorry for that word, the chefza of abacosis, and you need the majority of the chefza shulkos. My Rebbe used to say, if you have to have a kazayas matzah, have a rov kazayas. So they tell us, no? Rov kazayas. It's ridiculous. Why? You can't have a rov when it comes to quantity. By definition, quantity, you have to have the whole quantity. If it's a chefza, the chefza has to be a certain size, so rub of the chefza works. So by Kiddush, there's no chefza. You have to have a Kiddush cup. So therefore, the majority of the revias is certainly going to work. The lugma of it gives you a little satiation, etc., etc. Yisuvei daita, the Gemara calls it. But a Pesach, it's a chefza, you made it the majority of that entire cup. How do we pass on the dina? Bottom line. He says, Kaimel and Kadeh Harishon. You do not have to have a what? Do not have to have a majority of the entire cup. Okay? If that's the case in our situation, I would say like this. Let me ask you another shaila. Must you drink your entire cup, no matter how big it is? I have a cup. My cup for Pesach is pretty big. Not so big. Must I drink the whole cup? In my humble opinion, no. If you drink a full revius, that's good enough. The chatchila. I repeat again. If you have a cup which is only a revius, you have to drink the whole thing. If your cup is three revius, so according to the one opinion of Shulchan Aruch, you have to have 1.51 revius. That's a lot of wine. We don't pass the mikra din, so it's enough to have a row of revius. I can have 0.51 of revius of Yosef B'Dievet. What about the chatchila? You have to have three revius? In my opinion, once you have a full revius, that's good enough, because they have the full shear. You don't have to come on to Rubo. If that's the case, if my psak is right, and my comparison is right, so over here, it's enough to have three tvach of the chatchila in a large hadas. b'di'eved, even if a row of three tefachim is going to work, even in a large hadas, like the svar of the mekilim we saw before. I have a gemara in chulin. I have a tefachim with a gemara in chulin. It's very beyond my understanding. That's kotshim. I don't know exactly what that means. But the b'chor, it's not exactly the same comparison. Oh. So now, Rabosai, after one more thing, because I owe you something. I was talking about the comparison between leaves falling off and leaves drying up. And you said, that's ridiculous. Lokorov zel zel kol alayla. So I'm leaving you as if I was completely off. So we're just going to start today and we'll finish this tomorrow. This is the Rambam on the Maran Makomos, Perek Ches, Halacha Hey. This is our last thing for today. Now we're going to finish it. We'll do the Rambam tomorrow again. Rambam Perek Ches. Halacha hey. Okay. Nashru rov olav im the shtayru shlosha olin bekan echad kosher. That's what I suggested. You said it was out of my mind. I said, Yavshu, not Nashu. Take a look at the Magad Mishnah. Nashu Revolov. The Gemara, Nashu of Shtama Mir Kosher Vashem Vosakayam Special Vash. Thought the Magad Mishnah was the one who spelled out. No. I made a mistake. It's no matter time. Let's stop right here. Remind me tomorrow. We'll start the Rambam. We'll see what the Magad Mishnah says, what Rabbeinu Manoach says. Right? But all the Mefarshim, it's all the Maran Makomos. This Rambam, we'll start with this tomorrow. And then we're going to try to defend a funny custom in the Ramah that 2 and 2 is kosher. 2 and 1 is puzzle, that's a Gemara. 2 and 2 is kosher. Does it make sense to you? Doesn't make sense to me. But we'll try to do that after we finish the Rambam. We'll start with the Ramah. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with the halacha of Hadas and Hadas Shota. And we still have quite a way to go just to finish this up. Okay? Going as fast as we can. Going as fast as we can. Fine. Have you been shot?